Candy Teeth Radio. Let's get this started. Big up
to Rich Artist.
Put this front on.
Shout out to people who drive Bentleys. Are we getting in?
Check, we're getting in. We're climbing. Climbing in to the spaceship.
All right, we're in here. Charms 1.
We're all up in here.
2017 conspiracy theories. I'm going to be talking like I'm somewhere from the East Coast, but it's androgynous, so you may not know where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? Represent.
So we're going to be talking today with Charms 1.
Charms 1 on Candy Teeth Radio.
I'm your host, Jeremy Gregory. To my right is Jeff Wieg.
Hello.
And I already said, Charms 1.
The prize.
So we're going to be talking about conspiracy theories.
All right, cool.
And I got into it today like an insane maniac on the internet.
Yeah, you Googled it, huh?
Oh man!
You went straight on a list.
Yeah, I'm on a list.
No, you're on a list.
I'm on a weird list today. Yeah.
Did you do that here?
Yeah.
From your computer.
Great.
We weren't gonna tell you. But you're on the list.
That's why you were so like scared when I knocked on the door earlier.
Yeah, someone's been following him all day.
they can hear everything.
Little green man, huh? Whatever, bro. Sounds like a conspiracy theory. sounds like you're paranoid.
One of the things that I learned about conspiracy theories, because this is the first time I put it on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
Like that, we were having the podcast tonight. And
right.
Does anybody have any thoughts on blah, 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 blah? I realized that that's how you get interaction.
Yeah.
Is you ask what somebody else thinks.
You ask the universe. That's why it's very important not to ask the universe for everything that you want right away. Because the universe might fucking give it to you.
You'll get fucked.
Google God.
Google God.
Dear Google God. Conspiracy theories.
The first thing I learned was, when I posted it on my Facebook page.
First rule of Fight Club is there is no Fight Club. First off, I'd like to make a disclaimer stating that all of these things that we are talking about, we know they're not true, complete falsehoods, we're making up most of it, and we aren't responsible. Please don't kill us.
The first post I got?
Uh-huh. What did they say?
How about the theory of the use of the term conspiracy theory being coined as propagated by a corporately owned media? That is a good place to start.
Who owns?
Listen, wait a minute.
The media.
Who does own the media? I don't know what's going on anywhere, really.
No. Mm-mm. Nobody does.
But go ahead.
But I thought that was a good point.
That's a good start.
It was a good start. Was that aggressive?
Yeah, he attacked your question with a question. Yeah, that sounds like a first place to start.
That was my girl. It's a girl. It was my girl voice.
Okay, that was a girl?
Yeah, that was my girl voice.
I was
that a deep girl voice? I should have done
it. No, probably not.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't even know. I don't know.
Should I give her shout outs? No.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You could say
no.
Nah. Hey, the first rule of conspiracy theory is anonymous.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so we'll have we gotta think of nicknames for it.
Yeah, code names.
Code names.
Let's make it code names. More like spies.
Code name Aardvark.
Ooh, that's good. I'm Brown Lightning.
Brown Lightning.
Sunny Day.
Whoa,
sunny
nice.
Day, Brown Lightning and Aardvark.
That's
I want to change mine now. You guys have really cool nicknames.
Well, to be honest, it's my porn and DJ name already.
Fuck, that's pretty good.
Mic'ing off the top.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's good. I'm admitting that I already have mine written.
Aardvark. It's just a wonderful name. Just like... That's so many good. A's and R's and D's and extra letters. I don't even know. I think one of the letters is silent.
Do you know what conspiracy means?
I believe it means to make way in darkness.
No, let's look it up.
To conspire.
No, to conspire. To make a plan together. So, like, so many of these conspiracy theories, in air quotes,
uh-huh.
as our lovely listener would say.
Ah, she has a lovely voice.
You like her?
We gotta note that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can tell by her words.
She sounds hot.
She typed really, really hot. I flirt with the keyboard.
Ew. Yeah. That's gross.
That, yeah, that sounds bad. You know, I just rub it across the keyboard.
Hey, buttons.
And I print it. My art. What are those artists called? Fucking criminals.
So a bunch of them aren't even really conspiracy theories.
You could never kill a penguin.
Why?
In its natural habitat.
You can never.
Fuck you up. Yeah. And it has like 1,000 homies right next to it. Like the likelihood of anyone ever fucking, or a king penguin, one of those big motherfuckers that stand like 7 feet tall with a beak in the air. Came over.
Yeah, I'll punch a penguin so hard in the stomach. Just so hard.
They'll stab you with its beak.
Yeah, right then, but that's it.
Eye. You're like, fuck, there's no first.
Boonk, oh my! Boonk, oh my!
He's like, I got blubber, motherfucker. You think that hurt me? I'm King Penguin, motherfucker. Do this every day. Raise the beak.
I'm so happy to turn you into a penguin as soon as we start animating parts of the podcast.
Dope. Bet.
It's like already done.
Or an aardvark.
Hey, can we talk about how a platypus is the ugliest creature and the most beautiful creature
all at the same time?
That's a conspiracy. Mm. Someone conspired and said that.
Who's in on that?
Yeah, who's in?
Conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Theories involving multiple conspirators that are proven to be correct. What does that mean? Huh. Such as the conspiracy involving United States President Richard Nixon and his aides. What?
Sounds like Moving in Darkness.
To cover up Watergate scandal are used to refer to blah blah blah.
So basically, it's like you and another person and a couple other people got the same idea about something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What was our code names again?
Your aardvark.
I know what my name is. Oh,
Sunny Day.
Sunshine Day.
Brown Lightning.
Brown Lightning.
At your service.
Brown Lightning, Sunny Day, and aardvark. Sunny Day, what do you think? What do you think the definition of conspiracy? Like, what do you think of when you hear conspiracy theory? What's the first thing comes to your mind?
JFK assassination.
Well, you don't think it really happened? You think that?
It's just the first thing that comes to my mind.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't think it happened? Is that the conspiracy?
No.
You think his wife was the one that pulled the trigger?
No.
Because that's a new one for me.
No, I don't think that.
You think it was the grassy knoll?
No, I don't really have. I don't really know.
Okay.
Anything?
No
about
opinion
it.
About it. All right, that's fine. What about you?
On that one,
Jeremy, or Brown Lightning? Sorry.
Jesus.
Codename Brown Lightning.
I got half my face covered up.
I know, right?
Oh.
Who are you?
Who am I even talking to?
Who am I?
But the assassination. What I think about the assassination?
No, I mean, conspiracy. Like, what do you think? Like before you went digging down the Google rabbit hole,
Jesus.
You know? What'd you think about, like, before you started? Like, you're like, oh, we got Charms in the studio, and he's pretty up on his fucking conspiracy theories.
Yeah,
like,
he's like, always talking about weird shit.
He's talking about some weird shit. He saw an alien. He got probed or something. I don't know. You know, like, something happened.
Yeah, but I was thinking, like, the lizard aliens was what I'd heard, kind of pieces of.
Like, how do they bring that to you? I mean, like, how does that come up in conversation? Because, as you said, people, I'll smoke some weed or something, and I'll be like, ah, we got aliens and, you know, hoverboards and Back
Charms.
In the Future. Yeah, you know, they're like, oh, that's pretty sweet.
You guys want to go sit over there? About it to aliens.
like E.T. and I. Yeah. Yoda.
They're not lizards.
Like Ewoks.
What do you mean lizards?
Those are people too.
You mean like my brother has? He's always trying to show me his lizard. So gross.
What's with the lizard people? What do you know with the lizard
people? Oh, you want to jump? We can't get into reptilians right off.
No, that's like one of those main ones. That's what I'm saying. Okay. So the ones I've heard of were like
one. So yeah, what are the main? What's your top four right now?
In your head? No, not right now. I did it all day today. So that right now it's a whole, I'm just in a milkshake of fucking craziness.
Because look, here's the deal. Like,
is Stevie Wonder blind? Come on, shut the fuck up.
Stevie Wonder blind.
Okay. Yeah, they can't. You should have heard the reasons. There's reasons. So for all these
skateboards. There's a blind guy that skateboards, by the way. Real talk.
I saw the video.
Yeah. You can't, I mean, dude.
Oh, no, they have dumb shit. Paul McCartney, right? We'll get more into Paul McCartney's ass.
Yep.
But Paul McCartney walks by. There's a whole bunch of people singing. Stevie Wonder's one of them. And he walks to go in the back and get by a piano. Mm-hmm. And bumps a microphone with his head when he walks by Stevie Wonder. And so it's falling and he catches it. Right? And so they're like, oh, he can see. This motherfucker can see.
Oh, that's some... He's a fucking...
He's a fucking ninja that has never been able to see, you dumbasses.
Yeah. He still knows where his dick is.
Yeah, he knows when the dude's head hits a microphone and you just hear it. It goes, boonk. Yeah. And then you know something's falling. He's like, you can sense that shit.
Yeah, no, he ain't faking.
No, he ain't faking. That's the dumbest shit I've heard. There's a million of those dumb ones, though.
Okay, those try to discredit people. So, I mean, like... So here's the deal about, like, here's why I try not to, like, jump to the conspiracy conclusion right off.
Right.
It's because you can, a conspiracy, in my opinion, is to, like, cast an alternative fact, basically, on somebody, right? Like, this person's this, or you allude to this person's this. You're trying to maybe tarnish somebody's reputation. Like, for example... If someone's saying kids are being kidnapped in Iowa in the school district and there's all these missing kids and it's a constant thing, but it's not being televised, but it's happening. Right. I mean, I saw this on X-Files. I'm just telling you, like, it gets you thinking. You're like, okay, there's these caverns. There's beasts out there that can, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in Alaska, they say don't leave your kid or your small dog around, or an eagle going to pick up your kid. You know what I'm saying? You know? Little fat little bastard. They would love that motherfucker. Bring it to the little eagles and just eat that motherfucker.
Pick them apart.
They would, I mean, and that mom should be, you know, slapped for leaving a kid out of the eagle get them. But I'm just saying, like, but the point is that you can't, it's just a dismissal. So, like, and what politicians do a lot of time is that if you, they're gonna, like, if you say, hey, you're being this way, you know, or if you're throwing shade at them or whatever. Oh, how about this? Michael Jackson wanted to stop touring. He made claims and accusations in live speeches to people, saying that the people who are in charge of him, the record labels and stuff, he's been doing it since he was like 8 years old or some shit, right?
Right.
So for like 30 years, this guy had just been doing this, and he's like, I'm done touring. And they said, no, you're going to keep touring.
You're not.
Yeah, no, you're not.
We got a lot more money to make with you, boy.
Steady go. What do we need to do? We need to drug him up. We need to do whatever, you know? And he's a pervert. Like, he was made an adult at 13.
Right.
So he's a 13-year-old adult.
Yeah.
And that's how it's always been. And he's Michael Jackson, so he gets, you know, so they pander that shit. So I don't think he's a pedophile, in my own personal opinion. I think that they were setting him up, and that the more that he would disobey and be disobedient toward his masters, they would create this thing, and he would have to fight to get himself out of it. He would have to get a long shovel, or a long stick shovel, long handle shovel.
Yeah,
you know, so they're like this, and they're like, we're bigger than you. Well, you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. It's like a lot of people, they say, they really get excited about other people fighting a giant. You ever hear that? The hero? Yeah. Go do it!
David Goliath.
Because you're the fucking sacrifice. And if it don't go good for you, you're the first person that they see. So no one's going to go around saying anything. You know, mm-hmm. I'll see what you do. And then so you ever seen someone who step back, you know? Everyone go, look, we'll step forward. And everyone's just step on back. But the idea though, is like, the reason why the government is involved is because they're the biggest conspirators involved.
So many,
Yeah, because they have like literally they can hire people like normal people like us. We have problems with like normal shit, you know. They have different problems, you know, how to fucking shake our money, you know, like how to really just bleed us dry and how to move money, and they're just really like, you know, very good at that stuff. So if you're playing along in the game, you're not trying to rock the boat. I don't rock the boat. So that's the thing. So you're going to turn a blind eye. The whatever receptors in your brain are your conscious, you're going to turn off your conscious, and you're going to be like, I'm doing this for my family. I'm going to die someday, but I'm going to give my family the best comfort that I can. Who cares if JonBenet Ramsey was murdered by the brother or the parents or whatever, you know, Yatskadoo. It's fun to, like, talk about conspiracies because it's fun to... Yeah, because in school, and since the 1980s, when critical thinking... Actually, in the 70s, I would even assume 60s when it started to get popular, but critical thinking, where it was being taught across the board as a class... Now you're going into another, like, dimension. So you're like, remember, like I was saying, why are there people that love the Joker over the Batman? Why do people love the Darth Vader over the Luke Skywalker?
Right.
Or
I always wonder that.
Yeah, what's the push? Like how can you, like, that guy murdered everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like and you're like, oh, I'm dressing up like him for Halloween. It's, you just got to know about it. You know, like, or whatever.
Never
like,
forget.
Like, no, you're a psycho.
Yeah.
And I know that. And I know that because you just showed that to me. Like, my homie, big shout outs to Troy. But he had me paint a fucking this face for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And nobody got it. Well, I mean, I guess some people did, but most people didn't catch that it was from Amityville Horror or whatever. Mm-hmm. Right? That series was really popular. But it's scary. You know? And so it was like, To do that type of expression or whatever kind of like fucks with people's psyche, you know what I'm saying? And it like turns it like more kind of dark. Mm-hmm. And so like, and we all have that side, you know, we all have that like little bit of darkness. And that's what I'm saying. So like, so that little bit of darkness that we have, that Cain and Abel, you know, story, you know, or like the Bible always says, you can feed there's two spirits. You know, there are two dogs.
The dark one and the light one?
Yeah, there's two dogs that are your spirit, and you can feed one or the other. You know, and so there's like, you know, and, you know, walk in the fence. You can't have a salt river and a fresh water together. It turns salt, you know, whatever, you know. It's like, conspiracy just, in my opinion, basically is just like an alternative fact, as they would start saying now in popular fucking culture. They're like, you know, some crazy shit. I'm trying to tell you about some shit in Crystal Skull and some Indiana Jones. And that Nicolas Cage movie. Why would Disney make a movie like that?
Which one?
Oh, we can get into conscious too and why they do it.
Which one though? Which movie?
National Treasure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, I don't even know that one.
So check this out. So another thing too, conscious, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the human body is inconveniently attached with the conscious, right? Consciousness and then conscience,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you have the ability to make atrocities happen.
Right.
You can destroy things, make people feel bad, literally take life.
Right.
But you have a conscience. And so even the most evil people have a conscience. And they have to let the air out sometimes. Psst, let the pressure out.
Mm-hmm.
And even the most evil people need to tell somebody that they did something evil.
Mm-hmm.
They got to validate, make it, you know, because it echoes in the back of their mind, this thing that they did, you know, or whatever. And so that's what would, that little thing in the back of your mind is what would allow you to critically think Hitler, Stalin, Genghis Khan, George Washington, you know, Thomas Jefferson, Obama, and the current president. They're all murderers. They make war on people, and we validate and we put them on pedestals. George Washington was a terrible general. He lost hella wars, but because he was a rich fucking part of the game that they were playing,
yeah.
They released the generals. And so, if you didn't die in battle, your men died like pawns. And you were released to play again. Yeah, that was a good one, George. Get your guys together. We'll have another romp on next Saturday. But Betsy's making the fucking, that apple pie that I love so much, you know? Yeah, fuck my dad's tree. Remember that shit? I chopped the shit out of that tree. Lied to his ass. Fuck him. But they're all murderers, and we're like, yeah, big ups. That's business.
So you were saying, though, conspiracy. One of the things is the CIA had some kind of crazy documented paper that said that they were trying to do some shit on purpose, right?
Okay.
Trying to fuck with some people.
Right.
One of the things that they were talking about is that they needed to focus on weaponizing an idea.
Okay.
Like the idea of conspiracy theory, that name has a connotation that's
dismissive.
That's, yeah, dismissive, exactly.
Yeah.
And so they had all these papers that they just had published like 10 years later or something, you know, later.
Yeah.
About them talking about this and how they were doing it on purpose.
Well, yeah, they're definitely like, I mean, we can get this out of the way too.
Yeah.
The HARP.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get into too, yeah. You have to explain what the HARP is, though.
Okay, so, but that's the thing is, so Jesse the Body Ventura, the fucking WWF wrestler, who's like a SEAL, government, blah, 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 and governor, wherever, he's like, I'm going to make a show. Okay, this is where I get to the conscience. They tell on themselves. They make shows that tell you about it. They inform you what they're up to, so you are blind to it later on. You dismiss it now as fake because you saw it on television.
Yeah.
What was it? That's what I said, National Treasure. National Treasure is literally Nicolas Cage and what's-her-face's dad, fucking Angelina Jolie's dad, right?
In the movie.
John Voight. Big motherfucking names. Disney's involved because Disney's just on some evil shit too, but... they made a movie, Disney did, before they made another fucking Pixar or whatever, blah, blah, blah. They made two movies called National Treasure with John Voight, Nicolas Cage, big time actors, and literally telling on themselves in such a way, like on some, you know, Scrooge McDuck shit, you know, DuckTales, you know, like,
yeah.
But they basically did this whole kind of like, hey, because I'm looking at it going like, uh-huh, yeah. Well, that's for the movie. Well, that's right, too. Oh, yeah. You know? And I was like, it's organized pirating. Pirates. Their pirates are in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Pirates are in charge. Because they're, like, they're pillaging, raping, manipulating in such a high degree. And that's my conspiracy. Is I conspire against these entities that they have harm and malice in their intent towards the human population. They believe we are cattle. They believe that we are food. You know, Sasquatch pretty much kicks it to himself. That's another conspiracy, right? Or is that's a myth?
Yeah, see, that'd be more of a myth.
Oh, see, I got.
That's what I learned about the conspiracies. That's what I'm saying. It's not everything is a conspiracy theory because it's not like a plot.
Okay, but what if I said it was? Like, what if I said that there was that the Bigfoot race was an interdimensional being that didn't like to wash? You know, like real talk.
Yeah,
this was kind of a burly dude that just like did his thing, probably humps elk or something.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Or something. Well, no, I mean you never know. Like you traveling, you know?
You traveling? Yeah.
We
in a different area code.
Yeah, I mean shit. You never know. That could be like a thing. I don't hang out with Bigfoot. You know, I was in Mount Shasta and I was all about it.
I don't hump elk.
Yeah, but see, I believe in Lemuria and what's Atlantis.
What does that mean?
So Lemuria was the island next to Atlantis.
What? They never heard the little brother you never heard about?
Little brother you never heard about. And they were more like the scientific guys that were more into like, you know, kind of genetics and certain things like that.
Figured
out
how to live under fucking water.
Living underwater. And they had gills and certain things, but they were tall, man-like creatures, you know what I'm saying? And
man-made.
So, see, and that's another thing. It's so like, because... If it's a myth, then I think it's a dismissive, because we have to have had aliens here.
We are aliens, man.
Whoa, I mean, yeah, I had a homie that had a tail.
See?
And that was crazy. Like, yeah. I was talking about it, I was like, yo, oh, he's like, whatever, dude. And I was like,
what?
I was like, look, dude.
Let me see it.
We get to that. I was like, I said, you know, because I was living in like a trait, like a double wide.
Yeah.
In the middle of the desert across from like this bar, like on like a Quentin Tarantino.
Raising Arizona and shit.
Yeah, you know, just living out there, just mobbing out, just living some weird ass life, you know, some artist life in the middle of the desert, you know, and shit gets kind of crazy. So you're just like, you know, I see like, while I'm down there, I see this airplane. Now, we've all heard of the Harrier jet, right?
Yeah, Harrier.
Harrier.
That's the one that can go straight up and down?
Right. The one that can go straight up and down, right?
Right.
One. So I'm down in AZ, chilling. I see these two, I think they're raptors, right? And they're flying. Which isn't normal. There's a base right there, you know?
Yeah.
And these aren't classified or anything.
Yeah.
And they stop. Now they're flying, right?
Yeah.
And they stop.
Yeah.
They're not helicopters. They're not drones. They're not Harriers.
Right.
But that's the one.
But they just stopped. Right?
Uh-huh.
And then they just kept going again. And so I'm telling my dude, he's like, I don't believe in no aliens. I said, bro, certain people have tendencies to be animal-like. You say, this person's kind of like a dog. This person's like a cat. This person's like a bird. This person's like a reptile. This person's like a monkey. This person's like a giraffe. You know, kangaroo, whatever. And you're like, oh, shit. And so I'm telling him this. Like, well, I was probably stoned or something. You know, and I get all talking about some fun shit. And I'm like, dude, your genetics have been manipulated. They're trying constantly to do so. And every phallus on your body or any kind of whatever, they're working to cure and fix. I was like, so for you to think that it never existed, that's insane. I said, so.
Is it phallus?
Or fallacy.
Yeah.
Big old dicks everywhere.
Dicks all over your body.
Dicks everywhere.
That's a bad planet.
It's called the reverse tail. That's what I call the dick. Is like the front tail.
Front tail.
Yeah. So he had a back tail.
Yeah.
And a front tail.
Damn! Coming at you both ways.
I guess he didn't come at me the other way, but he came at, you know. But he showed me the scar where they because it was a big deal for his parents, right?
Right.
So this dude's hearing my stories. At first, you got to remember.
Did he get his tail taken off?
Yeah. So he dismissed. Remember, that's the thing about conspiracies, you know. Like, you know, you could tell me to shut up if I wasn't interesting, but it's pretty fucking interesting. And so you got to understand, if you say to somebody that they had a turd cutter at some point, a.k.a. the tail, which would come in handy sometimes. I know it's weird that we use toilet paper and shit, but wouldn't that be nice if we just had a little swishy tail that just would cut that turd off and we'd go on our merry way, you know, little turd cutter. But, you know, but he had one. Which means evolution is real.
Right.
At some point, we were like, no more tail.
Tails, that thing.
Gross.
Gets in the way of my pants.
Yeah. Some fashion designers, like, the bump has to go. I'm not designing any more back flaps.
Wait a minute. Who the hell are you? Let's talk about that.
All right.
What about, so you're an artist, for fuck's sake.
Yep.
And
for fuck's sake.
And
I'm a fucking artist, for fuck's sake. I was down by the wee river the other day, and I was like, I'm going to draw a picture. Just a wee one. Just for fun. Me mother. Periwinkle blue.
So when did you start, I know you've probably been an artist, you've probably drawn and stuff your whole life.
Yeah, pretty much. My mom always, like, says I was drawn in the high chair is the only way to get me to fucking shut up.
Yeah, that's how I did it.
Yeah. They were like, shut up, beat me didn't work.
You know?
Like, be creative then. Maybe you can make us some money someday. I love you, Ma. But she said that to me before. She knows it. She's like,
it's the truth.
She said, be famous one day. Buy me a house.
Ah, yeah.
Well, I'll live happily ever after. And I'm like, buy my shitty art, like, ever since, you know?
Yeah.
I drew this picture. Give me your money. I'm an artist. I'm going to smoke weed. And I'm going to listen to music, dance.
And do whatever I want.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second. I'm going to go get the blunt. I'm going to roll up another blunt.
Creep on in, on in, on in. See, I'm riding high. Whoa. Kind of broke the ceiling, y'all. So all I got is fire. I got fire.
Player, give me some rope. when I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do these spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So fast across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. It's on, wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another stogie, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Know me ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many hands to beat. Probably let my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy. $5 bill on the reel before it's history. Cause fools be having them vacuum lungs. And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the thick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie, cause homies nag me to take the dank out of the baggie.
Hey, how come, here's a conspiracy, how the fuck did Adam Sandler get famous? I mean, I know how he got famous, but I mean, he got really famous with fart jokes and pudding skits and,
I don't know,
ukulele.
Yeah.
He sold his soul to the devil, there's no doubt about that. Can we talk about that too? The Crossroads?
The Crossroads.
Oh, Bob Dylan. The dude sits down with him, and he's like, Bob Dylan, you're one of the oldest people alive that's still touring. Why do you still do it?
Why are you doing it, man?
Yeah. Why? And he goes, I'm fulfilling my mind of the bargain. And he says, well, what do you mean? He's like, you know, I made a deal and I'm holding up my end of the bargain. And he goes, well, who'd you make the deal with? And he says, the commander in chief, above and below. I went to the crossroads and I made the deal. And I was like, real talk. Guy's on 60 Minutes. He's chopping it up with this dude. He's pretty famous. Can't remember his name. Big shout out if anyone knows. But like, you can look it up. And
yeah.
And he tells it. He's like, yeah. You know, basically he's like, dude, did you sell your soul to the devil
to
be fucking good? And Bob Dylan used to suck.
Yeah.
So Billy Madison, a.k.a. Adam Sandler.
Here we go, yeah.
Ain't got no motherfucking skilly skills but being funny. I'm not saying that's not a skill, but he's not like Chris Rock.
So you think Adam Sandler sold his soul?
Well, I think he had to have. I mean, I'm sure he's a really nice guy. A lot of really nice people do it, you know. They feel that that's the way to go, you know. They're like, I'm going to just draw a little circle here. I got my kid's chalk. I'm going to draw, put a star right there. Make a little incision in my hand. And I'm going to go,
I said here, come forth and give me the ability to make these other people think I'm the man.
Just kidding. Did you know plant. Tupac backwards is Cap 2?
Did you know that Saved by the Bell backwards sounds like this?
Love it. When I wake up in the morning and the longest of the morning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab a book and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus stop by. It's alright.
Uh-oh. But if you reverse it, Man, I miss my Satan. We're all saved. Can you believe it?
Seems see? Good. I want to start a porn company called Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Ooh. Right, where they wear, like, you know, the
some sort of weird, cool pyramid hats, you know?
Right.
Yeah, masks.
And they have, like, you know.
Like Devo hats.
Yeah. Orgies.
Woo! Miss my Satan.
It really does, huh?
Miss my Satan.
You blew my mind with that conspiracy. That sounds legit.
Pretty freaky, huh?
Yep.
Okay, got
Dude,
it.
Wow. Look up on the Google God and,
yeah.
and just type in celebrity hand sign. Let's do that. Celebrity hand sign. And tell me. What did you see? Let's go images.
This is a podcast.
Okay. So what I'm suggesting is
that, oh, shit.
So what I'm suggesting is that every celebrity who pledges their allegiance to Satan, or the architect, or the all-seeing eye, they all have a hand signal, and people consider it to be the okay sign.
Okay? Yeah.
And you're like, okay, right? But no one ever says, okay. Like, it doesn't happen anymore, right? which remember OK Soda?
Mm-hmm.
You do. So this company came out, OK Soda, right? Just an off-brand fucking, you know, who's making it? No one knows. And they put them in schools, and their gig is that you could win a T-shirt and another, it came with 75 cents in the can. So you would pop open the can, and it would have a T-shirt in it with 75 cents. And then you could buy another soda, and then you got a free T-shirt, right? So they were doing this kind of promotion through the machine, right? But the idea is, so this, remember I was saying the conscience. So these guys got to let everybody know what gang they're a part of, just like all the L.A. gangs. But, I mean, L.A. gangs may have been, in fact, influenced, or even vice versa, due to the hand signs involved with, like, what we would call the Illuminati or whatever, and, like, so that's where you get into, once you say Illuminati, you're going into conspiracy.
But stop, though, because then nobody out there knows what we're even looking at.
Well, so tell them what we're looking at.
What we're looking at when we looked up...
Well, how about this? I told him to look up celebrity hand sign.
Yeah.
What happened when you looked up celebrity hand sign? What was the... What appeared?
What's the overwhelmingness of this?
What's the overwhelmingness from that vague statement that we looked up on Google?
Pictures of every, like, top act or A-list...
Uh-huh, celebrity.
Celebrity.
Every single A-list celebrity.
Doing these hand signs, and most of them are the okay sign that you were just talking about.
And the horns.
The horns, the rock-on horns are a lot of them.
But see, if they take it, so here's the deal. You can say, look, you know, in speech classes and certain things, you can hold your fingers together to make a point, right?
Yeah.
You know, you can, like you're like squeezing a small grape. Right. You know, the Vulcan. The Vulcan's so popular that if you do the Vulcan... you know, when you split your fingers, you know?
Yeah.
Right? Some people can't do that, but the finger split, that's the Vulcan sign. So if we take that into consideration, also another great sign language is when you flip someone off, right?
Right.
Yeah.
To some people, they lose their shit if you flip them off.
Yeah.
They lose their fucking mind.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, I'll fucking kill you. And they'll run you down with their girlfriend on the passenger side. But that's what it is. Like, everyone's like, oh, man, nobody's nefarious enough to do that, you know? Well, yeah, think about this. If you do anything for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, think about someone that will fucking do anything for power. Someone who's been shit on all their lives, told that they're ugly, and now everyone worships them. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking bananas.
Right.
You know, like, fuck you, I'll be beautiful, and I'll get tits and all this shit.
Question from the Weird Beard.
What's Weird Beard got for us? Great name.
Mm-hmm.
Charms One.
Yes.
If that is your real name.
It's your real name.
You like to spray things on wall in an artistic fashion.
Not really.
The only experience I have with this is a video game called Jet Set Radio Future.
Lame.
Needless to say, I'm pretty hip to the streets.
Sure, on rollerblades.
But for those that aren't, how much street cred can one gain from airbrushing caricatures on t-shirts at the fair?
That's what you gave me?
Weird Beard traveled from Mordor to tell me that he went to a fair.
Okay, Weird Beard.
Wait a minute.
What was
I just wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
That it was weird how you how your telepathy works. Is it right? Telepathy? No, that's when you're talking. Huh?
Telepathy.
Your telepathy.
Telepathy.
Anyways, he does rollerblade. So, anyway, go ahead with what you're doing. You said on rollerblades.
No, that's...
Okay. And I was like...
No, it's because I know the video game. It's literally so they were like, man, we got to make a video game for rollerbladers, but it's so lame. What are we going to do to make this better?
You can graffiti write.
So it was like... So, I mean, hey, I got friends that rollerblade, and they have a blast. I rollerbladed when it came in and out of style for me. I am a skater, and we're assholes, and we're going to make fun of every other two-wheeled, four-wheeled device that you don't launch off and try to land back on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and real talk, BMX were flipping their bikes around, but they weren't doing no flips. You know, they weren't kick-flipping their bikes or nothing, you know?
Right.
But someone, you know, I think it was Rodney Mullen. He's like, I'm going to kick-flip this shit like a billion times and land on a wheel, spin around.
That dude's crazy.
And make $1 million. See my gold tooth?
He's insane.
Fuck yeah, we kick it with him.
Hey, wait a minute.
He always speaks in beeps and clicks.
Let's play a little clip so people understand. I got a clip from the documentary.
Which one?
Pal Peralta.
Sick.
So we'll just play a clip from it right now. If you haven't seen it, you should check out that interview with him.
Of course I have.
Oh my god.
I spent a lot of time in the stacks and the libraries and you're looking at these stacks of unreadable masterpieces that men devoted their lives standing on the shoulders of geniuses before them, Bertrand Russell, Principia Mathematica, and all these things that who will read those? How will they change society? How do they really factor into things? Me? I was able to contribute with a lot of tricks. Those tricks now have names, and those tricks factor into what everybody else does. In a very meaningful way, I have helped create a vocabulary by which this community communicates. I mean, you can hear people chat, listen to how skaters talk. These are all words and expressions, things that we create. It's our language, but it's also physical. And it helps define us as individuals, how we fit within that framework. And it helps define the community itself. And so when I look and I think of the contribution of all these geniuses and the smell and the browning paper of these dusty books that no one will read, I think that I am so rich and what I have done has meaning. So, I don't know what that answers. Where do we start?
But that's the difference between creators and destroyers. A creator is someone that's going to give you something, whether it, you know, like even like someone gives you food.
Right.
It's sustenance for a hot second. It's a taste. It's an experience or whatever. But they've leveled you up. You know what I'm saying? You know, and so that's like, in my opinion, it makes you feel good. It's a good thing. You know, art's the same way. Like, you know, food for the soul. I'm pretty cynical about what I talk about. I'm just, you know, but it's just, I mean, at the end of the day, there's some real topics out there that we have to talk about. And you have to have a little bit of sense of humor with it. You know, you try to know where to draw the line. But the point is, and with the rollerblading thing, I don't want to piss off my rollerbladers out there because I know you guys are going to talk to me about that shit. But the fact of the matter is it gets a bad rep. No, you can't go with your airbrush and go airbrushing anything. You'll get clowned, laughed at. If you brought your compressor anywhere, which has happened before in the past, I'm not, like, making it up, like, oh, I'm going to be mean at you when I see you do it. I'm going to be sympathetic to you because I'm a nice guy. I mean, not fully nice, but I'm nice sometimes, 20%. And so I'm like, I'll be like, aw, you brought your airbrush. Was your house dirty or something? Like, where's your spray cans at? Or, why are you here? You know? Is there going to be music and musical accompaniment with this live performance? You know, will I be able to talk to you over your fucking compressor noise? You know, certain things that come along with that are definitely no-nos. second off, you got me on two questions, but your first question, way outdated game, bro. way outdated game. That has, if that's your only reference to graffiti, man, you need to walk around your neighborhood, check out Google. Fuck, I don't know. Did you know we were going to talk about this shit? Because that is a really old reference. I mean, we got to find out how old that reference is. It might be like a 12,
yeah, we can 12
years
out.
Old. You got the Google? Who got
no,
the Google?
I don't.
I got that shit.
All right.
What was that shit called you was talking about? It's this, and it was people who loved that game went out and shredded on their, see, I don't even want to say Fruit Boot anymore, because I, you know, that's insensitive that's toward rude. My people, you know? Yeah. It's rude.
The second question goes up to anyone that can answer in the room, including Jeremy.
Whoa, I got roped in.
What is the deal with the shipping container on 56th Street here in Tacoma? What, and why is the girl's face all fucked up on it now?
That's a damn good question.
Have a wonderful evening.
I like this guy.
Yeah, questions from the Weird Beard, dude.
Yeah, Weird Beard's super nice. I'm sorry, Weird Beard. I mean, if you do actually... Oh, man, see? Everyone thinks I'm a fucking asshole now because I dislike roller... Dude, I rolled up on some guy the other day. And, like, I just lost all my respect, you know? Because there he was with his elbow pads, his knee pads. You know, and it looks like he had actually, like taken off the stoppers.
Getting loose,
you know? And I got a little love for it. And I got some homies that do some crazy stuff. And they'd be like, whatever, man. It's just as crazy as skateboarding. Yes, it is. But one's cooler than the other.
So what did he just ask about? Skated. Anyway, yeah. So the container on 56 is what.
Yeah, that's a
about?
Local question. I'm a Seattle guy. I love Tacoma, but I'm not hip. Go ahead.
I think it's Deal. Deal is in charge of it, but like whatever somebody, they're in charge of it, and then they have other people paint it. That mural he's talking about is Plus's last mural.
Oh.
And every once in a while, the girl on it will get jacked up, you know, because somebody will mess it up. They don't know. It's like the craziest
thing. Oh, that container. Yeah, for sure. The Plus container. Yeah. Course, yeah.
That's it. The Plus container.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, man, if we can cut out the other side, I'd say, for the most part, he needs to get with Mark Echo's Getting Up video game. If he's gonna learn about the culture through a video game aspect, I would suggest the graffiti one.
Better first. Angle.
Yeah.
Not the rollerblading one.
And then,
So are you doing rollerblade tricks? You can do rollerblade tricks, and then you're doing, and then you can stop and, like, paint if you want?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I mean, it, technically it sounds amazing.
Yeah,
like,
I would like just play that all night long.
Yeah, yeah, you're just like, oh, I just rub the fuck this up real quick. I mean, and you're like, I would actually go do it for real.
Yeah.
But with my skateboard,
yeah.
You know, and like,
yeah.
Fuck this. You know, no cable. If I had cable when I was growing up, I probably wouldn't be so bad. I have shit to do.
That's
I
it.
Couldn't watch,
I think we just got down to some real shit.
Yeah, I can only watch Satan by the Bell, like, at, you know, uh-huh. Once a day. When I hail Satan in the morning and a doo 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 doo.
Let's talk about some
weird,
shit then.
Weird.
We're done. We're about to be done.
No, we can't be done yet. let's talk about some cool stuff real quick.
Charms won.
Jeremy.
Damn, why is he so accusatory?
I mean, rewind it. Knock it off.
Let's talk about. You know, there's underground bases. Okay.
What does that mean?
There's underground bases all over the United States.
Oh, yeah, that's one.
All over the world. So, Phil Schneider, a geologist and an engineer who apparently worked on black budget operations, was working on mining equipment that was creating tunnels up to 2 miles into the New Mexico earth right there. And there's rumors or a conspiracy that there are underground cities that the general public is unaware of, that the government is aware of, where we work interstellar communications, kind of like Men in Black, right?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. like if you watch Men in Black, the second one, they have like that, the actual headquarters, and where they have kind of like an immigration type thing or whatever,
yeah, it's
kind
like the
of
airport,
right? Where like they're coming in from different places, adjusting to the whatever, right? And so the similar situation, a little less Michael Jackson about it, is they believe that there are these aggressive beings out there that are at a, there's a war going on that we're unaware of outside of our solar system, and that we were genetically created as slaves to mine for precious metals, which up until today would have been completely worthless, other than the fact that they're shiny and they make us jealous. Because gold ain't shit.
Yeah.
Diamonds ain't shit. Unless you're cutting some stuff, then it's fucking amazing. And you can't talk about conspiracies if you don't talk about the Bible.
Okay.
The Bible is, as is now, is the word of God.
Right.
Right. It was set up into books separately, found in caves, and then put back together. Hmm. And then King James was like, I like it like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, so that's the popular one, right? And yeah. So, you know, it's important to realize that this religion or whatever kind of dictates how we believe things. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, for sure.
So if we're always going to the heavens, if these guys are always going to heaven,
mm-hmm.
you know, but we can't ever get out there. And when they come down, this is where it gets crazy. This is where I got off the beaten path. I used to go to church because I had to.
Mm-hmm.
Went through all the process, whatever, blah blah blah.
Right.
You know, good kid, fucking boot camp. And then I started talking to alternative people that had different ideas about certain things in literature, and I would catch some different ideas.
Little nuggets.
Right. And then so what I ended up finding out later. Is long story short, they talk about Satan, God, and the angels who had this crazy battle, right?
Right.
And then they say that the angels came down and they saw God's favor towards man and how much he loved his creation. And he said, and they saw how beautiful the women were. So they laid with the women and had these angel babies called mm-hmm. the Nephilim.
Mm-hmm.
Were they in or not?
I've heard of that one before.
Right. And so that one's a fun one. Because then you say, because we always talk about giants.
Right.
Right? Where the fuck are the giants at, right? They're in every fucking story I ever heard, and they continue to be in stories.
Right.
Right? We the one guy that just passed away from Game of Thrones was like 7'11" or some shit like that. I can't, don't quote me, but, you know, big motherfucker.
Right.
You know? And he was just mobbing around. And, so the fact that they exist, and he was fully functioning, you know, normal brain, did his thing, you know, he died at a young age, but the idea was, so physically possible, the human being can get upwards of 7, almost 8 foot tall,
mm-hmm.
right? And for a 5 foot person, or a 5 foot five person, like a normal
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's pretty fucking tall.
Tall, yeah. That's tall.
Like you're talking to a belly button at that time. You're not even, you know.
You're losing the fight.
You're losing the fight. He just has to push you or kick you.
Yeah.
So if that's possible, if it's possible for us to have tails, for us to be as large as giants,
mm-hmm.
that means that our DNA has this magical capability, not magic when science is involved, but they have the ability, which gets me into other crazy stuff. I mean, there's talk even about like we have certain codes, where like the Geneva Convention and shit like that, you know, where we like make rules
mm-hmm.
of conduct.
Yeah.
How we're still gonna fucking fight, but we're gonna make the rules.
Yeah. Right. We're gonna be like, but you can't do that.
Can't do this, can't use that or whatever, you know? And so when we cloned that sheep for the first time, you knew if you were an intelligent person,
mm-hmm.
that they had done this to a human being already and failed.
Right.
And probably failed a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And so they come out with the sheep because they're like,
we tried.
Oh, no, it's just, it's like, you're like, okay, that's cool. You can't get mad at a twin sheep that they like genetically mutated, right? But if they came out with like a turtle, it might be weird. Or whatever, you know? Like, you know, but the human being, they can't do that because that's against the human code, right? You can't right. do that. But having a little bit of background in that anyway, just because of my school, you should be able to splice animal DNA with the human DNA.
You know, weird.
See, you say it's weird, right? But we had a tail.
Yeah, I would call it.
We had a tail. Well, there's some people.
I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna let them in the same bathroom.
Some people. See, that's fucked up, bro.
That's it.
All species people. Animals. They're all species bathroom.
What are they gonna do to the kids? Think about it.
Look, I get it. They milk them probably. And if they have our DNA, you know, like we're fucking. No,
yeah, we'll get
but,
weird.
But really, like, Crystal Barb, dude, she has this, like, she does these amazing paintings, right?
Right.
You seen them?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about some real deal shit. Like that's real.
You have to
that's
explain fucking, them, though. Yeah.
Okay,
explain.
Well, okay.
She mixes animals and humans.
Right. So, okay. So, I was thinking about this when I came over here. Everyone loves the Egyptians, right? The King Tut, you know, they love the culture. The girls are wearing the bracelets. Walk like an Egyptian. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, walk like an Egyptian.
Wait a minute. Let's let it just play for a second.
Yeah.
Paintings on the tombs, they do the sand dance, don't you know? If they move too quick,
oh, hey, oh.
They're falling down like a domino. All the birds are men by the now, they got the money on a bed. Go crocodiles,
oh, hey, oh.
They snap their teeth on your cigarette. Foreign types with the hookah pipes, they. Walk like an Egyptian.
And so they were doing like, you know, so, but everyone wants to be an Egyptian, but Egyptians murdered for 8,000 fucking years. They enslaved people and they thought they were gods. You know, they were right. Shitty fucking people. That's not really who I want to be looking up to, but we worship these motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? We're all about the pyramid, the all-seeing eye. We're on some next level worship. You know, but they were end of.
It's on our money.
It's on our money.
that's a weird one.
You know, real talk, and like, and just because the Romans,
that's like a main thing.
Romans mm-hmm. took over, they fucking got them. You know, they fucking they got them crushed, took, dominated, conquered and fell. You know what I'm saying? Just like empires, just whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Same shit though. You know, divide, conquer, enslave. You know, eugenics, all this crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Like getting in there. Fucking it up, and then and laying claim to history. You know what I'm saying? But for why? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the push? Why the conspiracy? You know what I'm saying? Why aliens?
Why would people be? Why would it? Yeah.
Why would they cover it up? Well, the reason they cover that shit up is because it's control. You know, we're not all of us are supposed to know everything. You know, and that's the crazy. That's what you got to know about conspiracy theories. So what if they're doing MK Ultra on you? Mm-hmm. So what if they're doing mind control? If they're doing whatever, you know, they had like jackal heads, and they had, you know, it was like, yeah. Stargate up in the motherfucker, you know. And you're like these guys are doing that already. Like that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like in India they worship like, you know, 8-armed deities and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like real talk, and they're like, nah, that's cool. That's just what it was. Yeah, they're flying around, and Sasha's the Marbhata.
What?
Yeah,
that's some alien talk.
That's Indian. It's their holy text. And in the Marubhata, I'm
butchering
it. Marubhata.
Marubhata?
Yeah, I think it's it. And so it's this, it talks about it. Like, it talks about this war in the sky. It talks about how these deities came down from the heavens and had this great war and flying ships or whatever. And, you know, so here's the idea. We are complete slaves, man. We go to work, we do the things that they tell you. When you die, they say, hey, this person was a great fireman, this guy was a great teacher, this guy was a great slave.
All right.
Yes.
Check this out. I have these drawings. So I was painting a mural, and he pulled up on a bicycle.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm an artist too. And he's like, but I just get these visions and I draw them down with like a ballpoint pen and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, cool. Shit. And then he's like, you want to see some of them? And I was like, yeah. And then he showed me this one, which is like, you want to explain it?
What I'm looking at, it looks like some sort of a cliff overlooking probably about half a mile away, a spaceship in front of a pyramid that might be on its capstone and elevating or landing, I'd say.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like it looks like it's setting down on a platform, which would complete the pyramid.
Right.
And then the other one is this one. Like it already landed. It's like the closer version of the...
I mean, and that's how you would, you know, it's not like... You know, if I was to look at this as a skeptic and just as like a normal person, you know, I'd be like, seems legit. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay,
that dude drew that.
That dude drew that. Cool. You know, like that looks like a spaceship. Like I saw Captain Mark's Secret City, and he drew this.
Dude, Captain Mark's Secret City. So he knows about Captain Mark's Secret City, right?
I don't know about Captain Mark.
You know about Captain Mark? Yeah, mm-hmm. Captain Mark changed my life.
So, I had this job, right?
I know, I love this. I was telling, dude, you're one of the only people that knows about this shit. So, when I bring it up, and I'm like, not only is this guy, like, hold on, before you tell your story.
Yeah, yeah.
Because your story is amazing to me, it's my insane. 8-year-old, to my 8-year-old self.
Yeah.
That went on that, because so, I'm going to give you guys a little heads up. So, Captain Mark was a Seattle figure. That was on local television, right?
Like yeah, Q-3. I just saw him on TV. I didn't know
PBS.
Because I was watching it back in New York.
Okay, you were watching it in New York. Okay, so so that's even more of a crazy story, right?
Yeah,
so,
he's a bigger dude.
So he's bigger than that. So we would get it on the television here.
Yep.
And he would come on with Rocky the Raccoon or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah. Was Rocco or some shit like, you know, some Ranger Rick lady and, you know, just back in the day when you didn't have cable and the soaps were on. Forever, and then you got like 3 hours of good quality TV, and then you're out, you know. And then they gave us this really shitty show called like The Secret City, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, and don't get me wrong, but to other people, it's a shitty show. It's not, it's not like Bob Ross.
No, it's
you
like can
watch him and just that's pretty.
It's like a pay per view. It's like public access.
It's
like public access.
But he sells it 100%.
Yeah,
right?
He's into it. He's totally into it.
So what it is it's like he's saying with Brown Lightning saying is Captain Mark he's a white guy with a perm, a big old mustache, right?
Yeah, and a
big porn mustache, and he's got this like. This jumper, right? Like this one piece onesie where he like decks it out with, you know, big crayons and markers and shit. He looks like he's going to a space war, but very creatively. He looks like he probably did like an 8-ball before they started taping this show. This guy is so high when he's doing this shit. I mean, he's like, hi, everybody. You think, are you following along? Oh, all right. So what we're going to do right here is, we're going over here, you know, and I'm like, and I'm going like, this is why my parents took me to a psychologist.
This is the guy that's watching.
He's like, do you guys want to learn how to take control? Do you want to learn 3D? I'm going to show you how to make this paper your bitch.
Do you
want to
learn foreshortening?
Yeah.
In this picture, he has a car racing coat on.
Sick.
That on the sleeve is just all big crayons, all the way mounted, the way down his whole shoulder.
Yeah, like a bullet,
like a bullet belt on his
bullet
sleeve.
Belt. Yep, but it's all crayons,
giant ones.
He's a badass.
He is a badass.
Let's see what he sounds like.
So we're gonna listen to him real quick.
Oops.
He's a superstar for artists. Like,
people know. People know Bob Ross, though, even though it's not the same.
Yeah, but this guy, okay, so the difference between, okay, so
Bob Ross
is way bigger.
He paints, he performs, and he soothingly talks. Yeah. This guy runs in and he's like, hey, motherfuckers.
Let's do it.
Let's do this right quick. You know, he's like, hey, he even talks shit to the kids, right?
Yeah, and let's fight it. Let's fight it, bro.
I was kicking it with Daydrift, and I was showing him this, and he's like, we're gonna create this real quick, and he's like, I'm gonna do it in 30 seconds. You think you can beat me? And he like challenge, right?
Yeah.
And he speeds up the fucking camera.
Oh, he's like, you can't beat me, bitch.
Yeah.
You bitch ass little kids.
Yeah, and we were like, I was like, oh, my 8-year-old self was like, he's magic.
Yeah.
You know, yep. But it was just they. That was some bullshit. Edited that shit. That shit out, yeah, right? Like, oh.
So I got this job. Let me tell this story.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like a magical.
So Captain Mark's an amazing figure.
Oh, wait a minute.
And Jeremy just happens to fucking have this amazing story. You see the thing where he uses his thumb?
Fuck.
Listen to the music.
It's so good.
This right here is like my.
Look at this. Is how we learned how to draw.
That's how we learned how to draw.
Showing all his drawings like animated right now.
Yeah. Bunch of animation. Hand drawn by this guy and a bunch of cocaine.
That's what it looks like too. Man.
Really, right? I mean, I'm not even just trying to be funny. I'm just like, this guy is on some shit.
Come on, where's he at? Come out. The secret city. Look it. We can do this right now. Look what he's wearing.
So do you have your drawing enthusiasm all pumped up? Are you excited about drawing today? Oh, come on. You can be more enthusiastic than that. Shake out all
he's
those
giving
pieces
a shit.
And get ready to command that piece of paper. You loosen up enough?
Alright,
let's draw that
wishy well. I'm about to command that pussy right now.
I just grabbed him by the puss.
Grab him by that pussy.
I don't know if he does that.
Make sure my hands are loosened up.
No, but he says I'm about to command that paper. And I was thinking like how he would like.
He might. How he doesn't want to.
He might, but he doesn't want to.
No, but come on. He's having some good sex in the 80s right there with that mustache.
Some other dudes.
No. I mean, even still, he's like, I command that butthole. I don't know, whatever you want. I'm not going to. Hate on him. We're just talking about how cool he is.
Or the rings on the planet Saturn. You always had that outside.
Oh shit! Look how he's using a charcoal pencil too. Right? He don't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck. He's like, I am throwing this away.
And this will be bricks around the outside with mortar lines in it.
I don't believe you.
A little more than the top because it's below your eye level.
You're below my eye level.
Hold on, I just need to get that beginning. What happens at the end though? He has to do something crazy at the end.
No, he's gonna say something crazy. He's gonna be like,
yeah. Okay, draw textures or something.
Oh,
it's like a video.
He's gonna animate it.
It's like a video.
I made this video.
It's like your video. this reminds me of Jeff's music and the video. Like, just a little bit, but it does. Like, the videos, Jeff's been making these videos lately, and it like matches this. What is this? What is happening?
He's showing you what's up.
He's just like, kids.
Look, Dave,
drugs.
David Lynch fucking stole that for Twin Peaks right there. Real talk. He's like, I'm doing this on the floor.
He's in a hotel.
Look it. It's right. Yeah, look. Like, that's it. The chevron. Like, he's like, I'm going to do them.
Probably friends with this guy.
Oh, yeah. They do hella drugs together. They're at Joshua Tree right now. Doing mushrooms. See, that's what I'm saying. So I'm a kid going like this. I'm like I just got done watching some soaps because I can't skate nowhere. And then that shit comes on and I'm like, what? Yeah. I'm like eating some candy.
Yeah. Otherwise, how they trip out.
Tell me some more, motherfucker. What do you mean? My opioids are...
Hi, I'm Commander Mark. You always want to learn how to draw, right?
No.
Well, today I'm going to teach you how to draw. I'm going to teach you how to conquer that flat piece of paper and draw in 3D.
All right, three-dimensional drawing. That's what fucked me up right there. That was it right there.
I'll be right back.
You hear what he said?
Yes.
Right? And yeah. I was ready to do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, dude, I like to draw.
Yeah, I want to know how to draw in 3D. Fuck. Let's do this.
3D?
Whoa, like he's going to show me right now? Yep. He's wearing a onesie?
This
is fucking hot.
he's Santa Claus's cousin. Yeah. They don't talk. He's like the black sheep.
He did a lot of coke.
It's like,
he stole shit from the house. Yeah.
He's been on the bad list for a long time. But he's like
the naughty list.
Fuck, man.
The Illuminati list.
Yeah, Saint Nick. Oh man, man. Fucked up. Yeah, it's just.
I was drawing all day. With this charcoal pencil, right? But it gets in your nose and it, like, tickles. It's fucked up, man. No. Don't worry about the blood dripping out of my nose.
It's just the charcoal.
It's charcoal. Remember I told you that story?
About the charcoal?
About the charcoal. You want to draw right now?
You want to draw?
I want to draw right now.
Let's just go. Let's conquer that paper.
Let's conquer that flat paper. Come on, kid. Together, take off your clothes.
Right? It's like Bad Santa, right?
Yes.
He's like fucking, what's his name? I don't think people know who what's his name is, but...
What's his name would go back to Sling Angela Blade. Jolie? How come Angela Jolie comes into my head?
Because that motherfucker was able to bang her out. I bang her every night.
I think of that guy, I just think of Angela Jolie having sex.
Real talk. If you're
that's
think,
all I think about.
We might be crass, we might be fucked up, but real talk, somehow, what's his fucking name?
Billy Bob Thornton.
So Billy Bob Thornton. Okay, so Angelina Jolie let Billy Bob Thornton put his penis inside her vagina a lot. And then they did some vampire shit.
Yeah.
Where they drew blood. And they wore each other's blood in vials around their necks as they went on coke benders around Hollywood and Dubai, I would assume. Billy Bob Thornton, that Sling Blade motherfucker, had sex with Hack the Planet, Angelina Jolie, Tomb Raider. So Billy Bob Thornton had sex with Tomb Raider.
Wow.
Right? Real talk. But yeah. Angelina Jolie, I would not kick you out of bed.
Also, the other side of the
but
graph.
I would kick all those adopted kids out of bed, and I would smash. The fuck out of the room, kids. You got like 20 kids from Botswana, fucking East, South, West Africa. She be stealing kids, man. She like, man, I need some black kids. Asian kid, come on over. You're on my kickball team. You know what I'm saying? Like,
damn.
You know, come on. Like, this one dude gets a little sad face. Like, not the redhead.
Ah.
One more conspiracy. What do you got?
No.
One more.
No.
One more. Something.
There's no more.
There's one thing.
This is it. We got to call. It's been way too long.
Well, you're going to chop it up, right?
Yeah, but that's what it takes me 72 hours if we do it this long.
You can take a week and a half. You're going to put music in it. And,
yeah.
And Bones Brigade clips.
Yeah. That's what I'm
and,
saying.
And now you're going to watch The Man Who Sold the World.
The Man Who Sold the World. I'm going to watch that too. Yep.
All right. So Captain Mark, amazing.
We're already talking about it.
Influential motherfucker.
Yeah, we got it.
No, go ahead.
So Captain Mark. So I had a job making 40 portraits in a week and a half. And then we add my grandpa's in the hospital.
Damn.
And we add where I'm staying with him and like trying to finish this job in the hospital. So.
Wow. Good job.
And each portrait is with their favorite animal.
So it's 80 portraits?
80 portraits.
Animals you've never heard of? There was three that I've never seen.
So they set you the impossible task.
Right. Oh, I said yes to the impossible task.
Of course we do. Well, that's what we do.
I was getting a golf league out of it in this business, golf league. And it's awesome. I had it one time. I won it. Or somebody gave it to me that won it.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
It's where you just go golf with all these fucking rich people that have businesses.
Oh, okay.
But it's and me.
And you.
And you just get hooked up with everybody.
Right. They're like, good. But yeah, so you're out there.
It's fun. Anyways.
I'll be someone's pet artist for the day. I don't give a fuck. And the rich people will be like, and this is Charms. Like, is that your real name? Shh, don't ask him that. All right.
What are you, Philistine?
Yeah, Tom. Yeah. Tom every time.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you get douchebags too, though. You meet cool people and douchebags.
Oh, yeah. All right, so you were doing like a million paintings for these things. You were doing the impossible task. These cocksuckers got you set up.
Yes.
They know you need cash to add extra bits, doodads,
little doodads. They want their favorite animal holding their favorite animal. We're at like 300 portraits right now. We've got a deadline. We're at the hospital. We're telling nurses to shut the fuck up. We're trying to concentrate.
We need light.
Turn that guy's heart machine down. I need concentration. I'm sick of that noise.
That's exactly where we're at. It gets to a point where I'm like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be able to
do this. You're seeing that tunnel get a little narrow.
Yeah.
At the end, and you're like,
and I got like 22 or something. You
right,
know?
Right.
And I'm insane.
Yeah.
Right. You've
reached your limit.
I've done something crazy already, and I'm halfway done.
Right.
You know? And so then I finally contact them, you know, and they're like, okay. Well, maybe we can get this other guy to do it. Real quick, you know, he's like a caricature artist, you know, and I was like, cool, because I'm not, you know, this is weird.
I don't have a scientific pattern to
like cartooning people's faces.
Yeah.
And so they're like, we'll have that guy call you so you guys can talk about the trade over or whatever. Like, maybe I want to do half of them.
Right.
And he can finish the second half so they'll be different. It was something that people were receiving with their award.
Okay. So that sucks.
Yeah.
So they have to get.
So you don't want it to not. You don't want it to be half and half.
What an asshole move! You got like an instant critique.
And that look like me.
Right there. Right there.
This isn't me. That's not my favorite animal.
Yeah.
Everyone knows I don't like dogs. I got bit when I was a kid. Right. So they're like, oh, we'll get someone else because, you know, we couldn't think of that to begin with, to lessen your load.
Yeah, we got to just hurry up and figure this out for this thing. And this is all extra. They didn't even have to have this with the award. They have the award.
They're going the extra mile, but on your back.
Yeah. They want me to talk to the guy. I talk to the guy, and I'm like, yeah.
They're making you pawn it off on someone?
No, they wanted us to talk about it and see what we wanted to do, if we wanted to do half and half or not.
Oh, I got you.
And so I was talking to him about it, and I said, I'm not really a caricature artist, and, like, this is gnarly, you know? And, like, I can't even imagine. He's like, I don't really want to do it either. And I was like, yeah. I said, it's like a weird thing. It's like a gimmicky thing that's weird to me. I equate it to, like, juggling. I juggled for a living for a while.
Yeah.
And it just made me, like, want to murder people. Gotcha. So it was, like, a weird, there was all kinds of weird reactions.
All right, because you're it's the organ grinder monkey.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and you're like, jump.
Yeah, that's what they're like.
Yeah.
But I'm juggling gnarly shit and not talking to them and have headphones and shit, so I'm, like, opposite of what everybody's used to.
Right,
and I'm
right.
doing shit that's
You're
nice.
The anti-social juggler.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And,
I do not entertain.
Yeah, watch if you want, but then try to put money in that hat. But he's like, he's like, I understand that. He's like, I used to have a TV show. Right?
You're like, wait.
And I was like, you used to have a TV show? And he's like, yeah. It was drawing. And he's like, I was Commander Mark. And I was like, what? I was like, dude, you're like one of the reasons I can draw. Like, you're one of the reasons that helped me focus on drawing.
Yeah.
Like, you totally inspired me. And that's funny that I'm pawning off this bullshit job to you.
Uh-huh. Right?
I didn't say that part, though.
No, but you were thinking it. You're like, damn.
I was like, oh, Commander Mark, the 80s are over, man.
He fucked us up.
He fucked us up.
He sold us on some fucking bullshit.
He's like, you can draw your way through this life.
Yeah. But I mean, real talk, I fucked up. I was like, I believed him. And I was like, all right.
It's too late now, though.
Yeah,
we're in too deep.
No, we're in too deep. There's no regrets. No regrets.
No regrets. No rugrats.
No rugrats. But no, but that's that's an amazing story because Captain Mark did the same for me as well.
Yeah, me too.
It took me to another level.
But can you imagine talking to him on accident?
You know what, man?
It was at the end of the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Right.
Came
you didn't get.
I was just talking to this dude.
No, right. Hey, man. By the way, Captain Mark out.
See you next week.
Now you got like no, but hey, but real talk though, we should like.
Sorry.
I mean, literally, they're like, you should do a show like that. I was like, yeah, because
it worked. It affected a lot of people.
Yeah, and he just did it. He just did a lot of drugs, And he fucked with proportions, the seven magic words.
Yeah.
You know? What's funny,
did,
too.
He's dope.
Now it's all how to draw manga.
Fuck that. Japan is invaded through our youth.
Real talk.
That's a conspiracy theory.
I should have said old school, old fart art.
Oh, I hate it.
Old fart art, old fart art.
I hate it when I'm like, no, you guys, this should be like this.
Nah, hey,
like, that's old.
Hey, dope ass, here's what we got to do. Anyone that's listening that has a lot of money, give it to Jeremy Gregory.
Yeah.
And it can, and he'll give me some of it.
Yeah, but for that hookup.
For the hook, you know, well, we're going to work together, and we're going to make an art commune, right, where we're going to get some land. And then we're going to get some containers.
Yeah, containers. Right? I was just talking about this yesterday.
Containers. And we'll get our welding homies to come out.
Yeah.
We'll do all that cool stuff. Create beautiful, beautiful sanctuary.
Yeah.
Where we can just have hella fun.
Yeah.
And just, you know, without us.
And just live a balanced life. Yeah. Pleasure just, and fun.
Yeah, you know, and create and occasionally go hit up some street fairs.
Yeah. I like that. Sell. Just end up the street fair in there. Yeah. Sell, listen to some reggae music.
Yeah, selling honey and shit. We get a little tense. You know,
I'm into like, selling honey.
Right.
And wearing flip-flops.
Flip-flops all day. Tevas.
Oh, we're wearing Tevas so I can fight him. No. Just in case. I always feel vulnerable in flip-flops.
No, right. No, but hey, flip-flops are dope because you can flip them into the face, you know? It's like a launching tool.
Flip-flops.
Like, my step is some stuff.
Yeah.
Woo! Well, we should wrap this up.
Yeah. All right, Conspiracy Theories 2017.
Whoop!
Charms 1.
Charms 1?
Shout out to all my people. Shout out to Aardvark, the other guy that was talking about the conspiracy theories.
Ooh, nice.
Because Charms doesn't know shit about that stuff.
Aardvark just did.
You should have heard Aardvark's pre-story.
Aardvark bounced. just walked in, actually.
We deleted it, but Aardvark did a good pre-story.
Yeah. That was a bad pre-story. But yeah, so what had happened was...
So you want to... Should we smoke some... We smoked a blunt?
We smoked a couple blunts.
We talked about conspiracy theories.
Talked about some conspiracy theories.
We got a little bit into you.
Yeah, I'm
a little squirt.
In the aardvark.
Aardvark. I walked by him as he walked through the corridor there as he was leaving.
I didn't see you guys together.
No, never. Yeah. You know, it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
Never,
you don't like each other.
He talks about some weird shit, you know?
Yeah, I do.
He talks about some weird shit. Like, I just wanted to smoke some weed and relax and talk about Gilmore Girls.
Yeah!
And the fucking latest episode of, like, you know, Walking Dead or Game of Thrones or something. You know,
whatever the kids are watching. You ever watch Shameless? God damn, I just finished that. Thank you.
I stopped.
You stopped.
After they stopped?
Oh, yeah.
And then they brought some new ones back, and I said, not this game. Not this ginger.
Don't play this game with us.
Yeah, because it hurts me.
Yeah.
What's Fiona going to do?
Yeah, something bad. She didn't make a bad decision.
When is she going to make a bad decision with me? I'll take care of that family.
I'll take care of the whole family. Okay. You know how many guys would take care of this family?
Yeah. I wouldn't even have to be a killer either.
If you see how many dudes run through this house, it's dope.
Have you seen it, Shameless?
No.
No, nobody. Nobody watches it.
It's an amazing show.
Jeremy tells me about it.
It's rough.
It's raw. It is raw.
You're like...
It's raunchy.
They give you everything that you need, though.
It's juicy.
It's super juicy.
I like juicy.
That's the... Hey, here's a tip. I'll leave you guys with a tip.
I like your song.
Well, there's more after it. So.
Nice.
A sick-ass record player, too.
What were you saying, though?
If you're ever trying to get a job at Trader Joe's doing the artwork...
Yeah.
Never say the word juicy in front of the staff because they're not really... It's just the word turns them off, I think.
Stop that for a second. Stop that. Hold the phone. Stop the record. I applied at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Same job?
Same job, yeah. Yep. It's a dream job. It like matches my style. I would just be practicing.
Yeah, you'd just be doing fun. Yeah, just be doing illustration all day long.
Yep.
Yep.
And the thing that I messed up, I set up the whole portfolio, like artwork part, in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And so I sent the one picture of the dude There's a flower pot over here.
Yeah.
And the flower is bent over and dripping.
Yeah.
Then on the other side, there's another flower pot, and there's a dude just peeing in the flower's face. And it's called, what are you laughing at? Uh-huh. And then the next day, I was going to take that one out of the mix, you know?
Right.
When I was like piling them up and then picking which ones.
Yeah.
And I was going to take that one out of the mix, and then I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just said that one. Like, all right, to the grocery store. Just piss face. And there's a dick in it. It's like a dick. The pee is coming out of a dick.
No, right.
It's not just a stream from the back or something. Yeah. It's not like that sticker on the back of the car, the Calvin Hobbes. Uh-huh. It's not
so
like
the
that.
Guy, so the guy or girl or, you know, whatever gets this email and they're like, huh. Yeah.
We'll he's good at that. Yeah, he's good at that, but yeah. I don't know. I don't know where we would really use them.
You're like, that's a little future forward there.
Push play. All right. So thanks a lot for listening.
Thank you.
We love you. If you want to check out Charms, you got to Google that shit or go to Facebook.
I don't know.
Don't even do anything.
I don't even want you to check me out.
Don't check them out.
Not at all.
Charms won. Don't spell it like won the prize.
No, it's like, you know, just y'all,
Google.
Y'all fucked up, man. That's what happened. Yeah. Hey, if you're out in the world, somehow they voted for Trump, okay?
That's it.
We're fucked.
That's it. There's no, don't check out anything. Run for the hills.
Yeah.
Run to the hills. But wait a minute. Jeff Weig has something you can check out. Yeah, wait a minute. Do you have a top secret yet still?
No, there's no top secret.
Is it open for business?
I mean, there's, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. So you can check out Jeff Weig at SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.com/offbottle.
And if you want to check out what I'm doing, you can go to CandyTeethCreative.com. You can go to CandyTeethCreative on Instagram. My phone's dead, so I'm going to be missing for a minute, but it's around. I'll be back.
And you can hit me up at Charles1. And then you can add some other stuff at the end. And hope it gets to me. I don't know if you believe in magic or if, You got Hotmail.
Hey, girl, you got that Hotmail? They hit me on the MySpace.
I'm about to send you an email.
Hey, my AOL. Hey, girl.
I'm going to send you a hot, steamy email, and it's going to take you a day to reply.
Anyways.
Thanks for having me out.
I was saying thanks first. You just beat me.
I want to say thanks for having me out.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Good to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
For the first time.
Yeah.
Charge 1 out in Tactown, 253, representing Seattle. Down with my people, Jeremy Gregory, KT Creative.
Ooh.
We out here, we rocking conspiracies, not every day, but 20% of the time. We got you, motherfuckers.
Stay alive.
Nice. Like they're crazy.
That was rad.
The blood waitresses take their trays. They spin around and they cross the floor. They've got the moves. You drop your drink, then they bring you more. All the school kids so sick of books. They like the punk and the metal fan. When the buzzer rings, they're walking like an Egyptian. All the kids in the marketplace say, Egyptian. Your feet up the street, bend your back, shift your arm, then you pull it back. Life is
like a pose on a Cadillac. If you wanna find all the cops, they're hanging out in the donut shop. They sing and dance, spin the club screws down the block. All the Japanese with their yen, the party boys call the Kremlin, and the Chinese know. They walk the line like Egyptian. All the cops in the donut shop say, Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian.